这一堂想用这个题目啊，雇工的比喻啊，来做我们的互相勉励。
For this session, we will talk about the parable of the hiring.
我们来请翻马太福音20:1-16。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 20, verses 1-16.
马太福音二十章一到十六节。
Matthew chapter 20, verses 1-16.
二十章第一节
，First one，
因为天国好像家主清早去雇人，进他的葡萄园做工。第二节
，Two，
和工人讲定啊、一天啊、一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。第三节
，Three，
约在已出去看见啊、世上还有闲站的人。第四节
，Four，
就对他们说：“你们也进葡萄园去，就当所当给的，我必给你们。”啊，他们就也进去了。第五节
，Five，
约在啊、五镇和牲畜啊、又出去，也是这样行。第六节
，Six，
约在游出去看见啊、还有人站在那里，就问他们说。你们为什么整天站在这里闲站呢？第七节。
Seven。
他们说啊，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。第五节。到了晚上，园主对管事的说，叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。第九节。
Nine。
约在求出啊，雇的人都来了。个人得了一钱银子。第十节
，ten，
啊，及至那些雇的来了，他们以为也啊必要多得，谁知啊也是各得一钱啊。十一节
，eleven，
啊，他们得了就埋怨家主说。十二节
，twelve，
我们整天劳苦受乐啊，那后来的只做了一个小时。啊，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？十三节，家主回答其中一人说：“朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？”十四节
，fourteen，
哪里的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。十五节
，fifteen，
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？十六节
，sixteen，
这样，那在后的将要在前，啊，在前的将要在后，啊，后面有句话说，啊，因为被招的人，啊，被招的人多，选上的人少，啊，在这里，啊，是这个雇人的比喻。
And so here's the parable of the hiring.
有时候我们把这个故事，这比喻啊，啊，没有跟前面这个少年财主和耶稣的那段故事啊连在一起。
Sometimes we don't connect this parable with the story of the rich young man.
其实这个是连在一起的。
In actuality, they need to be connected.
啊，比如说19:30，还有20:16，其实他们像两道门。
So the last verse in chapter 19 and in the last verse in the parable in chapter 20, they're actually connected.
是两道门，就像门有两扇。
They're the two sides of the same door.
只讲那一边而已，没有讲另外一边。
And we always talk about one side, but we don't refer to the other.
啊，在这里，上次在布道会有提到说，啊，少年财主还有这些主耶稣的门徒舍去一切。
In the last evangelical service, we talked about the rich young man and the disciples who forgo everything.
我们提到说，这个少年财主他本来是在前面的，到后来在后面，是因为他没办法啊舍弃，把主耶稣放为第一。
And the rich young man, even though he was in the front, he would be last because he was unable to forsake everything for Jesus.
后来后出来的这些门徒啊，他们舍去了，他们在前面，在路程上在前面。
And then the disciples were last, but since they had forsaken everything for Jesus, they came to the front.
那二十章第一节这个比喻是对门徒讲的，不是对这个少年财主讲，因为他已经走了。
So this parable in chapter 20 is for the disciples because the rich young man had already left.
所以主耶稣已经告诉他们，在这个马太福音19:30，告诉门徒说，你们是在前面的。
And so here in chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus tells the disciples, "You are the first."
可是呢，在20章1到16节，主耶稣要警惕他们一件事情。
But then Jesus wants to remind them of something in chapter 20.
啊，我们要了解这比喻，才知道主耶稣要警惕他们什么，所以他们在天国路上啊，可以跑，还继续跑第一啊。
So we need to understand this parable so that they would still want to run first in the race to heaven.
好，那么这个比喻，这个葡萄园呢，就是神的国。
So in the parable, the vineyard is God's kingdom.
也可以指的教会。
And it can also be the church.
那么被这个主人是代表神。
And then the landowner is God.
那这个被请的人就是信徒啦。
And the laborers
are the 选民。
They are the members, the chosen nation.
好。那么在故事里面有提到说，这个主人是早上6点钟、9点钟、12点钟、3点钟，还有5点钟啊，都去请人进来工作。
In the story, it says that the master went out every 3 hours to look for laborers.
到最后还有五点钟，下午五点钟去请人，六点钟就结束工作。
And at the end, he went to look for people at the 11th hour.
六点钟就结束工作。
And so they ended at 6 o'clock.
好，那么从这个第一节是一个引言。Introduction.
So the verse 1 is an introduction.
那第二节到第七节是在描述这个主人在请人的过程。
And verses 2 to 7 describe how he hired laborers.
那第八节到十五节是讨论到说他们这个主人付他们工钱的时候所发生的一些事情。
And verses 8 to 15 describes what happened when he paid them for their work.
啊，十六节是结论。
And verse 16 is a conclusion.
那要了解这个比喻呢，我们想用三个问题啊。来问大家，那得也回答。
And so to understand this parable, I would like to ask everyone 3 questions.
也回答这些问题。
And we should answer them.
啊，第一个就是说，为什么这个主人呢、啊，每一个人都付一块钱
？So why did this landowner give everyone 1 denarii?
啊，甚至那一个只做一个小时的人呢、啊，也付他一块钱。
So even those who only worked 1 hour also received the same wages.
我们先了解这一点，我们才之后才会比较后面。会了解下面的情况。
We need to understand this point to understand the rest.
啊，圣经上没有讲说，没有很清楚的讲说，他为什么给每一个人一块钱。
The Bible is not clear on why everyone receives 1 denarius.
可是圣经上是有说一句话，我们看这个马太福音20章14节。
In verse 14, it does state something.
啊，和15节上半段。
And the first half of 15.
啊，说拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你的。和给你一样，这是我愿意的。十五节，我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？所以在这里提到这个主人呢，给大家一块钱，甚至工作一个小时的人呢、啊，也给一块钱，是因为他愿意。
Here it says that the master gave everyone 1 denarius because it was his will.
那十五节下半段说，我做好人，所以这个主人是在施怜悯呢、啊，给别人。
And so here it says that the master is merciful because he says in verse 15, I am good.
所以从这当中我们可以看到说他看到这些仆人、啊、虽然做一个小时他们主人看到这些仆人的需要。
And so the master was able to see the needs of those who worked only 1 hour.
其实这个主人可以付他这个1/12的钱。
And the master could have given him 1/12 of the wages.
可是如果得到1/10的价钱的话工价他可能回去没有办法养活他们家庭。
But if he had received so little, maybe he would not be able to feed his family.
所以这个主人呢、啊、就给他一块钱让他回去呢可以养他自己和养他家的。
So the master gave him 1 denarius so that he'd be able to raise his family.
刚才我们读到我们刚查考这个两个债务人的比喻。
And so earlier we studied the parable of the 2 debtors.
提到说有一个人欠50两有人欠5两银子。
And there was one who owed 50 and one who owed much more.
那主人都赦免因为这两个人都欠的不一样，可是两个都是欠债的。
And the master forgave both of them, even though they owed different amounts.
啊，如果说对那个50两的说，我只赦免你5两，那对那个5两的说，我赦免你5两，那个欠50两的人怎么办呢？他还是不能过活。
And so the one who owed 50,000, if he had only been forgiven 5,000, he would still have to pay back the rest, which is not enough for him to survive.
所以这主人就完全的赦免他们。
And so the master forgave them both completely.
其实这跟我们生活上有关系啊，啊，我们每个人犯罪的程度不一样。
And so this is related to our daily lives because we all commit sins to different degrees.
好，如果说神拿那个好的 人的榜样，他只欠他只犯过十个错误，我犯个一百个错误，神只赦免我们十个错误的话，那这个人会得救，那我呢？
So if we take the example,
我不能得救啊。
If we take the example of someone good who has only committed 10 sins, but I have committed 100 sins, then I can't be saved, but the good person will be saved if God only forgives 10 sins.
所以神为了要拯救我们，他知道我们的需要，他就完全的赦免我们。
So in order to save us, he knows our needs and he forgives us completely.
那这个一个银子啊，一块钱啊，其实代表着我们人所需要的东西，神所需要神的恩典。
So this one denarius represents the grace that we need from God.
那这是每个人都会得到的。
And everyone receives it.
不管你信多久。
Regardless of how long you have believed.
我们看这个马太福音十九章的二十七节。
Let us look at Matthew
28节。
Chapter 19, verse 28.
二十八节到这二十九节记载了三个福气。
28 to 29 records three blessings.
其实这个只要二十七节提到说啊，如果我们是真的把主耶稣放第一。
And so in verse 27, if we put Jesus as first,
我们都会得到这三个福气的。
Then we will all receive these three blessings.
啊，这个第一个福气啊，就是啊，可以做神的工。
And the first is that we can do God's work.
就是圣经上说审判啊，其实是在牧养啊，做神的工。
It says that we can judge, but it means to do God's work and shepherd.
其实我们每一个人都需要做工，没有做工的话，会觉得很空虚。
All of us need to work.
很无聊。
Without work, it is all in vain.
好。这是我们需要的。
And this is what we need.
第二呢，就是这个爱，从周围弟兄姐妹的爱。
And the second is the love, with our brothers and sisters.
虽然我们舍去，一些东西啊为主，可是神应许我们会得到百倍。
So even though we have sacrificed for God, God has promised that we would receive 100-fold in return.
就像说，我们来信主，我们发觉到说我们弟兄姐妹很多。
And so when we come believe in God, we have hundreds of brothers and sisters.
还有母亲、父亲。
And then our parents.
那么最后呢，这个就是得救恩、永生。
But in the end, we will also receive eternal life.
其实这三点就是那一块钱啊。
And so these three blessings is that one denarius.
你想想看，信主一天的、过世的和信主六十年的，都得到这三样东西啊。
So someone who has believed in God for one day or 60 years, they will all receive these things.
信主一天可以做一天的工作。
And so if you believe in God for one day, you can do one day of his work.
你还是有这么多弟兄姐妹。
And you still have so many brothers and sisters.
也可以得永生。
And you can still receive eternal life.
这是我们人的需要，神都给我们。
And these are our needs, and God has given them to us.
好。这是第一点。
This is the first point.
神看到我们的需要，神给我们。
God sees our needs and then he gives accordingly.
不只在属灵上，也在属肉体上。
Spiritually and also in the flesh.
那第二呢，我们要去思考的就是说，这个做十二个小时的人，他们觉得很不公平。
And the second, the ones who work 12 hours thought this was very unfair.
他们觉得他们应该得更多。
They thought they should receive more.
我们会不会有这种想法呢？
And do we have this kind of idea?
比如说我们在一个公司里面，从30岁做到60岁。
If we're in a company and we work there from 30 to 60 years old.
那么后来公司请一个人六十岁的人进来。
And then the company hires someone in who's 60 years old.
他的工资跟我们一样。
And his title is the same as ours.
当然这个保险都是一样的啦。
And the insurance is all the same.
我们感觉如何？
And how would we feel?
很不公平的。
We would think it's very unfair.
我在公司里面经验这个 seniority 啊，这个职份上啊，都比这个人还要多。为什么他这个保险跟我一样？甚至连这个工钱啊。老板付他的钱跟我一样，甚至比我更多。
And my seniority and my experience far exceeds his in this company. Why should he receive the same as I do in terms of compensation and benefits?
那通常呢就会这样感觉，后来就觉得说这个老板不公平。
Most of us would feel this way and think that the manager is very unfair.
那其实我们看这个主人怎么回答。
And let us see how this master answers.
其实主人有给他们一个很好的回答。
And the master gave them a good answer.
我们来看这个马太福音二十章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 20.
十四节。
Verse 14.
不，十三节。
13.
首先呢，这个家主啊，在十三节跟他们说，我们要亏负你耶，你跟我讲定了，说要是一钱银子的。
It says, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius?
在第二节，主人请他们的时候啊，就跟他们讲好了，你来跟我工作，我就给你那一块银子。
In verse 2, he had already promised them that I will give you one denarius for your day's work.
那么，这个是对门徒讲的。彼得问说：“我舍去一切，我会得到什么？” 这个主耶稣说就得到这三件东西嘛。
And so this is what the master told the laborers, just as when Peter asked, we have left all to follow you, what will you give us? And Jesus promised them three blessings.
所以主人说我没有亏欠你啊。
So the master says, I don't owe you anything.
同样的，我们提到说弟兄姐妹啊，有些人只受洗一天就过世。
And so there might be brothers and sisters who are baptized for one day and they pass away.
他得的跟我们一样。
And they receive the same as we do.
没有差别。
There's no difference.
弟兄姐妹也是一样多。
The brothers and sisters are the same.
他还是可以做圣工。
They can still do holy work.
他是得永生的。
And they will receive eternal life.
对，我想，我看大家有些人皱眉头，我想讲一下这个比喻啊，真的会让人家很反感。
I know that this parable might frustrate some.
因为会觉得说奇怪，那我为主做工那么久，得什么
？So then you might think, if I worked for God for so long, what is it for?
好，啊，这个就是要来讲解。
And so here I will explain.
那么第二，这个主人跟他讲说啊，这是他的钱啊，他要怎么用就怎么用。
So the master said, "This is my money. I can do with it what I wish."
我们放个书签在这里。
Let's put a bookmark here.
啊，我们看罗马书第九章十四节书节。
Let us look at Romans chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
啊，罗马书第九章十四节书节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第九章十四节十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
啊，这样我们可以说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有。十五节。
15.
因他对摩西说啊，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁啊。请念一次。
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion.
神很明显说，这个怜悯不是我欠你的。
God clearly says here that his mercy is not something he owes us.
人犯罪不是神造让他们犯罪。
We sinned, but it is not because God caused us to. It was our choice.
所以人要担当这些罪，神要赦免。不赦免是他的权利。
So the sin is our responsibility, and God's right is to give us mercy or not.
神有权利要给我们还是不给我们，他有这个权利，他不是欠我们的。
So he has the power to grant it if he wishes, but he doesn't owe it to us.
好，那神既然都给每个人都一样，你进来了就给我们了。
And so God gives everyone the same. If you come in, you will receive it.
大家都得一块钱。
Everyone will receive one denarius.
好，那第三呢
？And so thirdly.
主人给他答案就是说，你是不是眼红啊？因为我好，你就眼红了。
And so the master asked, "Is it because that you're jealous that and because I'm good?"
这个中文眼红的意思就是说嫉妒了，跟人家比较啊，别人怎么得了跟我一样，甚至更多。
So because people compare, they get jealous, and you see others might have received more than you.
就像神埋怨不公平。
And so they complain against God that this is unfair.
好。那么这个就主人就这是第三个问题啊。
So this is the third question.
为什么他们变成嫉妒别人呢
？So why is it that they are jealous of others?
他们在这过程当中无形的就变成就嫉妒人了。
And so, throughout the course of the day, they had become jealous.
那我们要来思考，我们会不会像这样子，无形当中就嫉妒人？
So we have to think about whether or not this happens to us and we become jealous of others.
什么东西造成了他们会嫉妒别人？
So what caused them to be jealous of others?
好，第一，我们首先要审查一下自己，我们得到神的恩典的时候，是因为行为呢，还是主的怜悯？
First, we need to examine ourselves. When we received mercy, is it because of our good works or because of God's compassion?
有时候很多人觉得说，我得到神的祝福是因为我的好行为。
People often think they receive blessings because of their good works.
是不是这样子
？Is that the case?
刚信主的时候不会啊。
This doesn't happen when you first come to believe.
可是信主久了后，有时候就会了。
But after you're a believer for a while, you tend to have this thought.
Okay, 你看我就是这么好嘛，所以呢，神让我做负责人啊，神让我做这个什么长老执事啊，神让我做什么什么什么的。
It is because I'm so great, I can be a council member or an elder or a deacon.
就是我这么好嘛，所以我儿女才会乖嘛。
Because I'm so good, that's why my children are so good.
我这么好啊，所以啊，这个我很多的福气。
Because I'm so good, I have so many blessings.
这个变成就是说，我得到神的福气是为我工作来的。
And so in that way, you think that your blessings come from your works.
其实不是。
But this is not the case.
不要这样想。
So we shouldn't think this way.
彼得问主耶稣说，我舍去一切，我得到我会得到什么？
Peter asked Jesus, I have given up everything, what will I receive?
主耶稣跟他讲福气。
And Jesus told him the three blessings.
我想看，如果我们是彼得的话，是不是我舍去这一些，所以我配得这三个福气？
So if I were Peter, I might think, is it because I gave up everything that I deserve these three blessings?
其中的福气就是说，我舍去一切，我配得进天国。
So because I gave up everything, I'm fit for heaven.
我舍去一切，我就配得来做神的工。
And I gave up everything, so I'm fit for God's work.
我舍去一切，我配得人对我的爱和对我的尊敬。
I forgave everything, so I received love and respect.
是不是这样子？
Is that how it is?
不是的哦。
No.
可是有时候人会这样子，说，这是我投资啊，我工作啊。
But this is what we think. We think our work is our investment.
不是的。
But it's not.
你要想神说，比如说啦，我手上有这个五万块钱。
So maybe in my hands I have $50,000.
主耶稣说啊，你把你手上五万块钱丢掉，我给你上百倍的、上亿倍的钱财给你。
And Jesus says, let go of the $50,000. I will give you much more in return.
上亿倍的这个 million times more.
Oh, I will give you a million times more.
但我们会不会说，我把五万钱舍去，我拿这个上亿倍的这个福气，我们会说，哎，我配得啊，因为我舍去五万块。
So if you give up $50,000 and you receive millions, will you think that you deserve it because you gave $50,000 only?
不要这样想，这个简直是很离谱啊！这是神的恩典，因为我们只有两把手啊，能抓多少呢？我们要神要爱我们，神是希望我们把这烂的东西啊，不是烂的东西，就是说有价值，可是没有那么价值的东西啊，放开啊，所以我们可以领受更有福气、更有价值的东西。
We shouldn't think this way because Jesus wants us to give up what is much less valuable than what he will give us, which is much more invaluable.
那神给我们这些是因为他的爱，他的怜悯，不是因为我们很好啊。
And God gives them to
us
because of the love and mercy that he has, not because we are good or we gave up everything.
所以大家可以了解吧，我们现在领受的恩典，我们是觉得说是我的行为呢，还是出于神的怜悯？
So everything we receive, we need to understand whether it is from our good works or God's mercy.
如果我们觉得这是我们的行为的话，我们会心里很不平衡。
If we think it is because of our actions, we will feel very unsettled.
甚至我听到在教会里面听到有人说，哦，有些人真有福气啊，这个在世上享受一切的罪恶之乐，到最后呢生病了，信主，受洗，得救了，就马上过世。
In church, I've heard some people talk about how there are people that enjoy their whole lives, they get sick, they come believe, and then they are saved, and then they die.
很不够，这个什么工作不用做也可以得救。
And they never had to do any works and they were saved.
这个就是好像我们在工作在得恩典得救恩一样。
And this is how we receive salvation.
好，那第二呢，他们这些人呢，已经把神的恩典当成理所当然了。
And secondly, these people took the blessings for granted.
这些做十二条小蛇的有没有发觉到说啊，这个？只做一个小时的人，他们在十一个小时在外面站着，那种心情会怎么样
？So those who work 12 hours, did they think about what it was like to be standing out for 11 hours with nothing to do?
他们想说：糟糕，我今天怎么过活啊？我赚不到钱，怎么养家庭啊？怎么吃饭啊
？They might worry, what will I do today? How will I survive and feed my family?
同样的，我们今天一出生在真耶稣教会就受洗了。
So some of us maybe we were born into True Jesus Church.
别人呢找不到救恩啊，在那边受很多痛苦，恐惧死亡。
Others could not find salvation, so they were scared of death.
那么我们可以在教会服侍这么多年，真的活得很有意义啊。
And so in church, we were able to serve many years and live a life of meaning.
可是别人呢，过得很空虚啊，不知道做什么才有意义。
But others lived a life of emptiness and they didn't know what to do that was meaningful.
所以这是被就说这些人被请来做十二个小时的工了，其实是一种恩典呐。
So those who were able to work 12 hours actually received a blessing.
可是他们觉得说，不是啊，这是我的劳碌啊，我很倒霉啊，我做那么多，跟别人的一样的工钱。
But they thought they were very unlucky because they received the same wage as someone who worked much less.
啊，甚至有些人会觉得说，这个有一个 seniority， 就是说，这个我做久了。 我应该要得一些东西。
So some people felt like they had seniority status maybe.
啊，有时候我碰到有些人。
Sometimes I encounter some people.
他让我感觉到说，这个他做久了，教会没有他不行。
They make me feel like if the church didn't have them, the church couldn't go on.
如果这个没有人了，比他更会，因为他信的最久，做的最久。
And no one is as capable as them because they believe the longest and done the most work.
有时候心里很难过，觉得很悲哀。
So I'm very sorrowful when I see this.
大家都在受苦，他觉得自己很了不起。
So everyone is suffering, but he thinks that he's great.
他觉得，有时候我们发觉到说，做久了不等于他的服事的品质就好。
And just because you have served long doesn't mean the quality of your work is better.
想想看啊，在我们信主刚信主的时候，
Let's think about when we first came to believe.
真的，我们会觉得说，我可以进到神的教会，这是恩典。
To be able to enter the church of God, that is a grace in itself.
我可以做神的工，服事神，这是恩典。
I can do God's work and serve him, that is a grace.
我相信有些人可以体会到这样子。
And I'm sure many experience this.
可是信主一段时间以后，会发觉到说，奇怪，我信主二十年才做负责人，那这个人信主差不多五年就可以做负责人， 不公平耶。
But after you've believed for a while, you might think, I served for 20 years before I could be a council member, but he only served for 5. It's so unfair that he can be a council member.
他应该要跟我一样，做个二十年再做负责人。
So he should be like me, and he should wait 20 years until he can be a council member.
我已经把神的恩典哦，当成工作，不是当成恩典来看待。
So people have taken God's grace as a work instead of a grace.
我们刚开始都觉得说我们不配嘛，那其实那个人也不配啊。可是我们到最后觉得说我应该做，可是那个人不应当做，因为他只有信主五年，还几年而已。
At the beginning, we all thought we were unworthy, but now that we have done work for a long time, we think we are worthy, but others are not.
好，那第三点，这些人为什么会嫉妒，会向神埋怨，还嫉妒人？
So the third point, why were some of the people jealous and they would complain against God?
因为他们起了贪心。
Because they were greedy.
只要有不感恩，很容易就起了贪心。
If we are not thankful, it is very easy to become greedy.
他们觉得说，他们这个主人给他还不够，一块钱不够。
They believe that the one denarius they received was not enough.
他们要更多。
And they wanted more.
可是主人跟他讲好，就是这一定一块银钱呢，就像那三个福气一样。
But the master had already told them at the beginning that it would be one denarius, just like the three blessings.
其实这常常是发生在教会里面。
And this happens in church very frequently.
比如说最古典的例子是张巴拿巴的故事。
And so, for example, the story of Barnabas Chang.
他是起初神所用的一个工人。
And he was one of the first holy workers of God.
那么，我听有些人跟我说了，他讲到很有力哦，行很多神迹奇事。
And so I've heard that he is very eloquent and is able to perform many miracles.
要讲服事多久的话，他可能是数一数二最久的人。
And so he's probably one of the people that has served the longest.
好，那他为什么会变质呢？有我读圣灵月刊啊，圣灵报啊，以前圣灵报是提到说，在这个 NCC 就是中国大陆的这个代表大会当中。
So I read in the Holy Spirit Monthly about his change during and there was during an NCC meeting in China.
他觉得他应该配得做主席，因为他是很有能力啊，信最最久了。
And so he felt that he should have been the moderator because he had believed the longest.
The chairman.、Yeah.
The chairman.
那么人们没有选他，
and so he wasn't elected.
所以他就开始去找其他教会，找一些人会支持他，后来就 分开教会。
So he went to other churches to look for support, and so he left the church.
那么有时候我们人服事久了，会觉得说，我做那么久了，我应该得的要比别人多才对啊。
When we have served for a long time, we feel that we should receive more than others.
比如说我的地位应该比人高啊。
So my status should be higher.
别人对我尊敬要比人多啊。
They should respect me more.
还有这个好处啊，我要得的比别人多。
I should get more benefits than everyone else.
你看巴拿巴，他要想要就是这种态度啊，贪心得更多，他最后在信仰上跑到最后了，连得救都不能得救了。
And so because Barnabas Chang was greedy, he wanted to be first, and he ended up last, so he would not even receive salvation.
可拉胆的事件啊，圣经上有很多事件也是这样，可拉胆事件啊。也是这样子 ，the Korah rebellion，
Oh, and so the Quran rebellion is the same.
在这记载在民数记16章8节到14节。
And it's recorded in Numbers.
神又拣选他们做这个立位的来服侍神。
And so God chose the Levites to be the chosen service of God.
可能他们不满足啊，这个摩西说，难道你现在要去争取那个祭司的位置吗？
But they were unsatisfied, and Moses asked them, "Do you want to be the high priest?"
可是神没有拣选他们做祭司啊。
But God hadn't chosen them to be the high priest.
所以有时候人就是。 做些某些圣功，哎，这个我应该做了更高。
And so when people do holy work, they feel like they should be able to do more.
可是他们通常只是看了外表，那个做祭司责任更大。他亚伦两个儿子都被杀，被神处置死，因为他们没有按照神的方法在服侍神。
But they only see the appearance and they don't realize how much responsibility it is. For example, Aaron's two sons were destroyed by God because they didn't follow his commands.
当然这个。 我们服侍神，对不对？我们做的越久，以后在天国那个荣耀啊，和赏赐不一样。
And when we serve longer, we receive different kind of grace and blessings in heaven.
我们服侍越久，按照神旨意去服侍，以后在天国的荣耀和赏赐不一样。
And so if we serve according to God, then we will receive different types of glory in heaven.
可是在世上呢，都一样。
But in this world, it is all the same.
可以做神的工，有弟兄姐妹得救恩，是这样子。
You can do God's work, you have brothers and sisters, and you can receive eternal life.
对，我们千万不要贪心啊。So
we should not be greedy.
那第四，
Fourthly,
其实这些人呢，更有机会啊，可以跟这个主人一起做，学习主人的样式。These
people had more time to be with the master and spend time with him.
学习主人的这个性。And
follow his example.
好。 可是呢，这当中他们都没有。But
they did not do that during.
他们还是那种自我观念很强。They
were still very self-centered.
他们跟主人讲说，为什么这些人得的跟我们一样？And
they asked the master, why did those people receive the same as us?
可是主人都很慷慨啊，主人一直给他都没有埋怨说为什么我给你那么多。But
the master was always very generous. He never said, why do I have to give you so much?
那今天我们也是一样，我们进到神的会堂在服侍神，就在这葡萄园里面做事了。Today
it is the same. We have entered the vineyard to do His work.
我们为什么要做神的工作
？And why do we want to do His work?
我们目的是什么
？And what is our objective?
其实天国赏赐啊，这是不是最主要的了 ？It
is not the most important just to receive heavenly blessings.
最主要的是借着工作，我们学习到主耶稣的样式。
Through his works, we will learn Jesus' example.
那么，这才真的才有奖赏。
And in that way, we will receive a reward.
因为在工作当中，如果说我们碰到问题啊，我们会祈求神。
Because in our works, if we encounter problems, we will ask God.
那这神回答我们，解决我们的问题。那我们在过程当中就学习到，哎，我们的神是什么样的神？
And God will answer us and take care of our problems, and we understand what kind of God we have.
那做圣工啊。 重点是要按照神的旨意去做，这才是圣功。And
the point of holy work is to do everything according to God's will.
比如说，请问，如果有一个流氓啊，他在做圣功，用流氓的手段奸诈这个暴力，请问你觉得那是圣功吗？
So if a gangster wanted to do holy work his way using violence and force, would that be considered holy work?
我们说不是圣工。
We would not.
好，如果在世界上做事情、做工作，可是是为主而做，而且很诚实、很诚恳、努力的做，按照神旨意去做，那是不是圣工？
And if you are doing something worldly according to God's will with a lot of honesty and sincerity, would that be considered work?
对，是圣工。
It would be holy work.
所以这个圣工是按照神的旨意做。
So holy work is according to God's will.
所以我们常常做圣工，常常按着神的旨意去做，我们都会学习到神的旨意、神的个性、神要怎么做，自然而然我们会变成有主的形象。
So if we do holy work according to His will, we will become like the image of God because we will learn how to be more like Him.
按照神的旨意去做。
And do it according to His will.
所以做圣工，如果说没有变成有主耶稣的形状啊，这个做圣工已经失去了最主要的目的了。
So if we do holy work without doing it according to His likeness, then we have already lost the spirit of holy work.
那很自然而然，我们就会变成这些人一样。And
naturally, we will become like these laborers.
还是这么自私，觉得神不公平。We
will be selfish, and we will think God is unfair.
如果我们怀这种态度，就说这是神的，我们有正确的态度，这是神的恩典。
And if we have this attitude that this is God's blessing,
那我们服侍越久，很自然而然就觉得，啊，这个神
更加的甜蜜，圣公是更加的甜蜜，神是更加的美好。
The longer we serve, the more wonderful we should feel that God is.
可是如果我们是觉得用那种用我们的行为，用我们的态度说，我配得神的功，神的奖赏，因为我的好行为啊，那到最后呢，我们会越做越苦，因为啊，我做那么久，跟别人得的都是一样，不能再多得。
But if we think we are worthy because of our good works, our work will become bitter because we receive the same as everyone else in this world.
那最后我们来看这个马太福音二十章的十六节。
Lastly, let us look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 16.
我们已经回答这个三个问题了。
We've also already answered these three questions.
第一个，为什么主人给每一个人都一块钱
？Why did the master give everyone one denarius?
第二。
Second.
为什么这些人呢，觉得他们要得的更多
？Why did these people believe that they should receive more?
那主人是怎么回答他们
？And how did the master answer them?
那第三呢？为什么这些人呢？眼红了。
Third, why did the people become jealous?
是因为有最少四个原因呢。
So there are four reasons.
第一个原因是他们工作是以这种赚钱、以劳力得到，而不是以恩典的态度来得到。
First is because they believe that they deserved it because of their good works, not because of God's blessing.
第二是因为他们已经把神的恩典当成理所当然的。
The second is because they took God's blessings for granted.
是一种属灵的骄傲。
And so they were spiritually arrogant.
那第三呢？既然有属灵骄傲，很自然就有贪心。
And because of this, they were greedy.
第四呢？是因为他们没有学习主的样式，主的样式。
They did not try to imitate Christ.
那最后我们看十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
这样啊。那在后的将要在前啊，在前的将要在后。
So the last will be first, and the first last.
好，这里说在后的将要在前，就是那个工作一个小时的，下午五点钟来工作的，那些是后面出现的，他们将要在前。
So the last are the people that only worked 1 hour, and they will be first.
就说在信仰上啊，奔跑路天国路上，他们在前面。
So in the race to heaven, they're in spirituality, they are first.
那么。在前的要在后，就是那前面就是工作十二个小时的，到最后呢，他们在天国路程中是在最后面的，不会得救的了。
And so when it says the first last, it means those who had worked the longest, they should have been first, but they have become last on the road to heaven.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻故宫的比喻是对这些门徒讲的，那些门徒已经舍去一切，把主耶稣放第一的。对那些人讲的。
So Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples who had already given up everything to become first.
感谢主，我们有些弟兄姐妹把主耶稣放第一，这是好的。
Thank God we have brothers and sisters who put Jesus first.
可是我们要谨慎，主耶稣讲这比喻就是警戒我们，不要变成到最后像这个做十二个小时的，做最久的，到最后是最后面的。
But we need to be very alert and be careful that we do not become those who worked 12 hours and became last.
使徒就是做最久的。
The apostles worked the longest.
因为他被神拣选，主耶稣拣选，一直做到死为止。
Because they were chosen and they worked until they died.
所以今天我们要警惕。
So today we need to be very alert.
主要讲这比喻不是说这些十二个使徒到最后是最后面的，不是的，只是说用这比喻来警惕他们。
So Jesus is not saying that the apostles are last, but he gave this to them as a reminder.
主耶稣也用这比喻来警惕我们。
And so it is the same for us.
让我们继续在天国路上跑第一名。
So that we can continue to run first in the race to heaven.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
415首。
415.